ice cream tassels in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun.
Welcome to James Jams, everyone's favorite Monday 2 a.m. show on Freeform Radio. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm your host, James Grijogarde. Today we are doing random vinyls. We have a bunch of old-looking vinyls on just shelves and shelves of them here at the station. So I'll be playing a few of those tonight, taking full advantage of the turntables that we have here at the station. This first one, it's a green package. It looks like it's a band called Hallo Heyday, or Hey Clay. Yeah, Heyday. The album is Abandoned. Here's the first track.
Thank you.
You just heard our second random vinyl of the day by Weather Report. This one looks like it's called Mysterious Traveler. That song was American Tango. Certainly a very jazzy, relaxing song. Our next random vinyl has been selected from I believe the Rock Live bookshelf, so it's going to be a bit of a different feel. But here you go for that one.
Say, I move any mountain, baby, gets in my way. Heavy machinery, baby, when you come to my love.
That was Heavy Machinery by Pink Slip Daddy. In case you couldn't tell. next up is another rock vinyl from around the same period of time, I would imagine, based on the style of the packaging. This one's by Boz Scaggs. Let me give it a go for you.
Yeah.
That was Buzz Skaggs, his song A Clue, Down To Then Left. If you are joining in now since when I started the show, just to let you know, I am spinning random vinyls today, hence why you probably have not noticed any kind of theme or pattern to my song choices. Next up, we have a Mike Gallagher album. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesels so bad. Well, I remember hearing those semis here and down. See, Mom and me, we lived right on that high grade into town. Oh, I sure liked them white freight liners, but there was something in Mama's eye. 'Cause when she'd catch me watching the road, Lord, a little bitty piece of her died. And Mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad.
Well, now as the years passed and I grew older, well, naturally, Mama did too. But it wasn't too awful long before she just quit singing and laughing. Why, I'd got to where she'd hardly even eat. And I began spending my time away from home, while I wouldn't come back from school till way past dark. And I guess I was just too busy having some kind of fun, either messing around with some gal or else hanging around the local truck stop, talking with my buddies about all the big rigs that was all the time blowing in. And talking about all the crazy places we never been, like California. Well, anyway, one day the county sheriff come up to me and seems they'd found my mama wandering all by herself in the middle of the highway crying. And she was trying, of all things, Lord, to flag down one of them great big old semi-trucks with her little bitty white pocket handkerchief. Well, they took my mama to the county home and had left me on my own. So I got a job unloading rigs at the local freight yard, and pretty soon I'd saved up enough to get me a rig of my own. And I left my hometown on my very first run to Frisco. Well, that was 3 years ago today, Lord, and I ain't been back home in all that time since then until now. Now it's me and the local preacher standing in the graveyard grass, staring down at that highway, watching those big boys pass. Well, he laid his hand upon me and he prayed for quite some time, but I could barely understand a word he said behind that highway's whine. Well, he handed me a faded photograph. He said that he found it in my mama's hand. He said, "Son, I'm afraid that you in this here picture is the best your mama ever had." Well, I looked down at that picture. It was Mama and some guy standing in front of a semi-truck, just married, painted on the side. Mama hated diesels so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesels so bad. Mama hated diesels so bad.
You are listening to WMFO Medford. I am your host of James Jams, James Gary Hogarde. We are doing a random vinyl exploration today. What you just heard was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. This is a live album. It's called We've Got a Live One Here. And that song was Mama Hated Diesels. Here at WMFO, we're in the middle of donation season. So if you could spare money for to benefit our station, it'd be greatly appreciated. It helps us continue to provide you with the freeform radio that you have come to expect from us here in the Boston area. Yeah, we're ad-free. We're not supported by any kinds of ads or anything. We're supported entirely by donations. So you can visit our website, WMFO.org, and information to donate can be found there.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
You just heard Worker Beer by the Crazy Eights on WFM MFO Medford, 91.5 FM. This is a very interesting album cover. The album is Dogopotamus. It's very colorful. It's got like cartoony letters made of bones and cacti and stuff, with the band members in between them in some kind of quarry or something. It's very colorful, interesting album cover to look at. And our next album, however, randomly chosen, is a much more simple, understated album. It's white with a square picture in the center as the only real intriguing aspect of it. There's text at the top, and it does reveal the artist and the album title, but I will let you be surprised. If you guessed it, or if you didn't, then, if you did, good for you. If you didn't, that was 2 years on, an album by the Bee Gees. Very white, very understated, and music that touches on themes that are less light, less understated. Loneliness. As a change of pace, I figured I'd pull from the new vinyl shelf here at WMFO. So this next album, it's by an artist called Eric Leubs. L-U-E-B-S. I may be totally mispronouncing the name, but it's very avant-garde looking. It came out in 2015. Let's give it a play. That was Eric Leubs' Magical Mistakes album, the first track, Radiate. Next up is another rock album, as this is the largest library at the station, so it simply makes the most logical sense for me to pick more albums from there. try to chip away at all those vast, vast shelves for your ears. Up next, we have a band called Adolescence. This album is Brats and Battalions. On the front, there's an image of young children holding Uzis and other such weapons. Very interesting artwork. Let's hear how the ear artwork is.
They call the rising.
That was Harold Budd. The album was The White Arcades. That was the song.